Pasuk says, Hashem appears to Yaakov and tells him, "Vayomer lo Elikim Shimcha Yaakov lo yikore Shimcha Oyd Yaakov Kim Yisrael." Okay, Vayomer lo Elikim Ani Kel Shakai Perei Urevei. I am Hashem Kel Shakai. Have fruitful and multiply, as they translate it. Goy ukahal goyim yiyem imeko. Kahal goyim, great nations will come out from you. Umalochem echalotzecho yeitzeu. And great kings. It seems to be an encouragement and a havtocha for the future. So the Sipurnu says, Ani kel shakai, b'shmi ani nishba. It's a shvua that Hashem makes that to Yaakov Avinu about his future. Prey revei. Don't worry that the goyim, as the future, he was aware of the possibilities of the future of golus and of being amongst the goyim, that they're going to be able to eliminate us completely. Gam bilti hogun. Also, when it'll be that your descendants won't be appropriate. In other words, they won't be worthy of continuing, and maybe they'll be worthy of this type of destruction from the Umois Ha'olam. Lefikoch loy techtal milifreis olorabois. Don't cease from having children. Don't be afraid of producing future generations, even though you might be afraid that your children, your future descendants, may not be worthy, and they may be subject and actually, in fact, be destroyed by the Umos Ha'olam. Don't worry about that, he says. Al hefech, the opposite of what the Gemara says in Cheskas Abatim, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmoel, it says, Miyoim sheposhto malchus orisho, the day that the malchus took over and they subjugated Klal Yisrael. Dinhu shenigzar al atzmeinu shlo yiso isho lo hilid bonim. Really, we should have made a gzera not to get married and not to have children. Except it says over there it was a gzera shiato yocholamabo. People wouldn't listen, so they couldn't. But they should have made such a gzera. V'nimtzo, what would happen? What would be the benefit of the gzera? Zaroi shel Avrom Avinu kolo me'elov. It would happen that the zera of Avrom Avinu would be destroyed, would cease to exist on its own. In other words, we would not allow the goyim to destroy us. We would rather indirectly cause that the zera of Avraham Avinu would cease because we're not going to get married, we're not going to have children. And that, Rabbi Shmuel held, would be an appropriate response to the dangers of the goyim overwhelming us and attacking us and not being worthy, we not being worthy, and them able to be vulnerable to them. V'zeh, and why are we not going with this eitz of Rabbi Shmuel? Ki b'yoisi kel shakai bilti tzorech lenoisei muchon. I'm kel shakai. I don't need, I guess it means worthy objects to give them brocha to assure their survival. Klal Yisrael doesn't have to be worthy. I don't need any special tnoim. I can take care of them as they are, and therefore don't worry about it. I will deliver on my promise, even without a noisei muchon, even though they may not be muchon or roy for that, but I'll deliver on my promise. Goyim, how does it say? Goy ukal goyim yiyem imeko umaloch mechalatzecho yeitzeu. You will be the leaders, and they won't be able to destroy you, and Melochim will come forth, and you shouldn't worry about it. So basically, that's what the Sipurna says. The Pshat is Hashem is telling Yaakov Avinu, don't be choishish for this position of Rabbi Shmuel, that the dangers are such, and therefore we should cease to reproduce so that they shouldn't be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. But rather, I guarantee you, the promise is there. I'm capable, Kel Shakai, I'm capable of doing it. I don't need any special conditions to deliver on my promise. And therefore, Perei Urevei, have future generations and continue producing, and everything will be the way I promised. The question is, what's Rabbi Shmuel Shita? What is he saying over here? It's brought in the Gemara that he said that, you know, I see the Malchus is in control. It's a Malchus Harisha. The Malchus Harisha is out to destroy Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael may at times be not worthy. Maybe in his door he saw that, I don't know. But they might be unworthy. And therefore, they'll destroy Klal Yisrael. So they say, we're going to do something else. We're not going to reproduce. And therefore, it'll self-destruct. Well, there won't be a Klal Yisrael to destroy. It seems Rabbi Shmuel held that Lamaisa, if Goyim destroy Klal Yisrael, it's a Chil Hashem. This is the Am Hashem. This is Yisroel. This is Yaakov Avinu carries that Shem Hashem on him. These are his descendants, and these will be destroyed. That would seem to be some type of a terrible Chilul Hashem. So he says, I have a better Eitzah, Rabbi Shmuel says. Let's tell everybody, don't have children. And Memela, there won't be a Klal Yisrael to destroy, and at least we will be Meinea, that tragedy, that Chilul Hashem, that tragedy, whatever it may be. Fine. The question is, Lamaisa, there's a promise. Rabbi Shmuel also read the Pesukim. Rabbi Shmuel also knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Klal Yisrael will exist. It's not only these psukim. The Torah is full of such and so many more. So what's the pshat? What's his concern? I think that the pshat is that, yes, there's a Havtocha. But we now stand in front of a problem. And we have a generation where we're concerned about this destruction. And it's a mokum, potential chilul shem shamayim. And therefore, even though mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that there's a promise, and we know that Klal Yisrael is assured of survival, but we have to do what we have to do. And sometimes, the Pasuk is saying, And the Sipurna was learning that this is really going against Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, but it would seem that his Shita was that, you know, there's going to be a Chilul Hashem. Al Piderech HaTeva, there's going to be a Chilul Hashem. There's a Havtocha that there's not going to be. There's a Havtocha that Klal Yisrael will survive. But I look at the situation, I say, Al Piderech HaTeva, we have a Mokum Chilul Hashem over here. What we have to do is restrain and tell people not to get married. We can't do it, he says, because they won't listen. It'll be Gzeirish Yatat Tzibu Yochol Amud Bo. But this is what we have to do, and that's our responsibility. So it seems that, again, how it applies, and it doesn't seem to be Lahalocha according to what the Sipurnu says, but the concept of even knowing that the results are guaranteed, we find it in another way when we know Klal Yisrael will survive and still we have to act as if it's going to be destroyed. And maybe this is the same idea, but it's a little different in that we know the results, but Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, right now we face the danger of Chilul Hashem. Ultimately, it's not going to be, but there is such a danger. And therefore, we have to do what we have to do to assure that this doesn't happen, which really means the concept of that there's a difference between what we know to be, what we're guaranteed to be, and what the responsibilities that we have. Sometimes we have to act with a sense of responsibility, mitzarecha, knowing full well that, yes, there's such a promise, but we're facing what seems al piderech hateva chilul Hashem, and therefore we have to take action as if there was no promise, even though at the same time we know there is a promise. I know this is not so simple, but that's what it seems to be saying. But Tosfos said something very interesting. Tosfos asks a kasha. He says, Tamor, this is the Tosfos in Cheskes Habatim. Hoksiv Peruavu? What are you talking about? How could you do it? There's a mitzvah Peruavu. So here again, we're being done on Chilul Hashem. We're being done on an issue that on the one hand we know that Hashem promised us. On the other hand, we see the mokum al piderech hateva v'chilul Hashem, and we make a decision. We say that we have to stop because otherwise it could be chilul Hashem. He says, "Aye, but there's a mitzvah I say that you're going to be mevatel b'sheva al ta'ase." Nu, is vos. And Tosfos answers, he says, no, that it's speaking. He says, the Teretz, v'shema, not even sure, aloysen shekvar kimo pir v'rivya, that's what we're talking about. Those that did pir v'rivya, and zarash avram kola means they won't have more, they'll only have a ben and a bas, and that won't at least be such a proliferation of descendants, so at least we'll minimize, I guess that's what he means, minimize the chilul Hashem. So it's very interesting. We're dealing with life and death. We're dealing with the future of Klal Yisrael. We're dealing with the most earth-shattering, the most significant issues. But what do we have to deal with? What's our responsibility? What's the halacha? What's the Das Torah? And sometimes the Das Torah could be when Rabbeinu HaKodesh and his Beis Din decided to write down the Torah Sheba'al Peh, they had a whole diyun and they darshened the posuk Eis Lasus Lashem Eferu Terosecho, and they had to do it even though there was an Iser. But sometimes there's a Mitzvah Saseh. And now, even though we had such compelling reason that the Sforah was to be Mevatel all marriage and all descendants so that Klal Yisrael will on its own disappear rather than to allow this terrible Chil Hashem. But no, there's a mitzvah say, Piri Verivya, Puravu. That can't be, Tosus says. That would weigh. So life is about figuring out in the most complicated situations when there's complication between a Havtocha and on the other hand a Teva, and this looks one way and this we know is the other way. What's our responsibility? That responsibility could be to be Mevatel the whole future, and that responsibility could be because of one Mitzvah Saseh that would have to be bottled in such a Gzeira. That can't be. We can't do it. And then there's a Halocha. Why Lamaisa didn't Rabbi Shmuel make such a Gzeira? Because it's a gzeira shiyato ein rei vatziva yechon lamed bo, the Gemara says. People wouldn't be able to listen to it. They wouldn't listen to it. What do you mean? You know it's not going to happen, and yet you're making such a gzeira. But you're not going to make such a gzeira because they won't listen. So what? But you got to do it. Terence says, no. There's another gedder in halacha. We have a halacha of how to make gzeiras. What are you talking about? You're talking about Chil Hashem. You're talking about the future of Klal Yisrael. You're talking about the fact that even though there was a Haftocha, you felt a compelling reason to make such a gzeira in order to prevent Chil Hashem, which was such a compelling motivation. No, but it doesn't fit Hilchus Gzeira. I mean, this idea, it's a very simple idea of just figuring out only one thing in life. What are we supposed to do? Cheshbonis, it's going to be, it's not going to be, we're going to violate this little thing, it doesn't fit this category, it fits that category. All that is all pieces of just deciding what we have to do. And I think that that's probably one of the hardest nisyonis in life. Just to be able to conduct ourselves here, we're talking about Beis Din and the leadership of Klal Yisrael. But as individuals, we also have the same issue, to be able to figure out only one thing. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me, considering all the complex situations, taking into consideration every diyun, every aspect, every emergency, every bitl asay, every hagdora of what a gzeira is proper and what it's not, measuring propriety of action against motivation and need for the action. This is what a life is about. This is what a life of Torah and mitzvahs is all about.